wait for thee, O God of Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn, when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Amen. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Holy Father in heaven, on this last Sunday with Pastor Minsu, Jenny, and family, we join our hearts in prayer for their well-being, that they may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. We thank you, gracious God, for their cheerful countenance, helpful hands, and tender hearts. Grant them safe travel and godly work in Korea. Lord, we pray for Dennis as he travels to minister to his brother. Give him the words and wisdom as he attends to the needs there. We pray for little Clara that her doctors will be precise and her health be assured. Be with Peter and Barb as they attend the wedding of Corey. And we ask that you would draw Corey and Mahala closer to you. We pray for Kelly Ogden as she continues to battle this awful cancer. We pray with Kristen and her concern for her father, Bill. We pray for his help and trust you would comfort Kristen. For our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico, we pray for protection as they weather another series of storms. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our nation. We are divided. We ignore even the very name of God. We have endorsed bloodshed and violence and the murder of the unborn. We have canonized the vandals and scurrilized the police. We have demonized the producer, subsidize the non-producer, and praise the complainer. Great and holy God, bring us back from this time of rebellion against you and your word. Remind us daily that faith has not been canceled, hope is not closed, and love is not quarantined. Strengthen us for the work ahead as we stand and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Let us keep the feast. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's been poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Let us partake of the cup of blessing. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you, and in fervent love one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Fulfilled, for now am I healed.
invitation, please make it your part to stay just briefly. We have just a brief send-off time of prayer for the Cho's. And again, let's do our best with our social distancing and masks for that time, and just be led by God's Spirit, do the right thing, and let us pray with them and wish them well, and have them know that our hearts go with them. Oakwood Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.